Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live and it's time for Media Wise with Cumasún Naman, helping you question and manage your own personal media environment, looking at all aspects of media literacy, social media, online safety, fact checking and lots more. And I'm glad to be joined again this weekend by Joanne McSweeney, who's the CEO for the Digital Training Institute, who's back to look at cybersecurity. And Joanne, when you look at how we do all our banking online these days, and a lot of us using phone apps, and you think about all the security implications of that.
Your credits, all of your history, all your PPS, everything is in there. Security is a big thing. Have you come across any situations where, you know, you've had subversive activity or scams with regard to government apps or revenue, etc.?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the HSE had a major cyber breach and a data breach. I think they were they 6 months or a year into the pandemic? And that took down the whole health system, computer systems, and data was lost through that hack. And there are some subversives, as you say, who are making money. There's a cybersecurity company in Dublin who say they've never been busier. We've got Europol, who are working with policing agencies across Europe to try and counteract it. This is cyber warfare. You know, this is a new type of online crime. And, you know, if we want public services to be made available to us digitally, then we have to give our data. It's the only way that it can happen. There has to be that trade-off on the side of government and public sector. They have to really scrutinise and have watertight systems in terms of mitigating breaches. But it's fair to say that nothing, absolutely nothing, is kind of foolproof when it comes to cyber attacks. They're using technology and they're just so intelligent.
Yeah, and in some cases, I hate to say, they probably have more expertise with regard to the digital side of things than maybe our own financial institutions or government bodies.
That is true. Listen, this is their business. And these are highly skilled people who've maybe come from mainstream media and maybe they've jumped over to the dark side. And it is their core business. And yeah, once a breach is uncovered or a methodology of how to make a breach happen is uncovered, they've moved on to their next one. And now we have AI. And Robbie, oh my goodness, that is a whole other world that we are living in right now. You know, deep fakes. The technology is cheap. Software is easy to use. I mean, your children could probably play around and dub their parents' voices and faces.
And it's so realistic.
So realistic. Now, what the likes of Google, Microsoft and the social networks are doing now, they are now labelling content that uses AI. So they're running it through software. So when it reaches us on the internet or on social media, we will see that label explicitly calling out that it was made by AI, then it's up to us to really decide whether we trust it or not. But this is a huge revolution right before our eyes, and I think even greater than the internet and the smartphone.
I mean, younger people take all this in their stride and they seem to be at one with the technology, but I do sometimes feel for older people who are maybe not as tech savvy and are getting, for example, a text message from a delivery company asking for customs fees to be paid. And they probably are expecting an item. And that's what makes this so sophisticated, and will go and pay to a scammer.
Yeah, and it happens every day of the week. Thousands of people are scammed every day of the week. It's so annoying. But I mean, you've got the likes of Garda Síochána trying to call it out. I mean, our banks are really good in trying to intercept them. But if you click the link, you know, it's your responsibility. And I think the rule of thumb is do not click on any link at all. If in doubt, just do not touch it. And certainly, I mean, we know all about the scams of getting WhatsApp messages purporting to be from a child who's lost their money and they're you know, they need your help. So just be super suspicious. That's what I would say.
Finally, is there any redress for somebody who gets scammed by these? Is anyone out there who can help them?
The banks are really good. Some are better than others. So if you report it immediately, they might be able to intercept the payment. But if you give your personal bank details or login details, you've no recourse.
Yeah.
So rule of thumb is you never, ever communicate login details to anyone over the phone. And also, you know, never click on a link. If you're worried, just go into your bank or call your bank.
Yeah,
you know, don't
double
call
check
the number back that they called you. Call the number that's on the website.
I mean, I have to be honest, Joanna. I mean, I consider myself to be quite tech savvy, and I actually fell for a parcel scam myself because, you know, I was expecting a parcel from the company that I got this email from, which looked all very legit. And in that split second, a busy day, you just go and you just click because this must be the parcel I owe the custom fee on. And it was only after I got another message later from the same crowd, I realized the first time round that I had been scammed. Joanne, thanks so much for your time. CEO at the Digital Training Institute and former broadcast journalist and lecturer. Quite an impressive resume. And I know you certainly got your work cut out for you in busy times ahead. I think AI is going to be your pal for the future, is it?
It is, absolutely. I'm going to have to really learn it before I can teach it. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for your advice and appreciate you joining us for MediaWise. Thank you.
Thanks, Robbie.
Helping you navigate social media and question your personal media environment. Kamashun Naman presenting MediaWise at this time every weekend on Saturday Live.